It's time for Appraise This with Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frick and frack of Nick and Knack. Of course, you can find them on the web at tqag.com. And we say good morning to both Tim and Greg. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy day.
There we go.
Hey, you guys are going to be south of the action, it looks like.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
Well, we're going to be flying over the action on this weekend. We have to fly Thursday. Yeah, we fly to Wheeling. We're doing a benefit auction up there for this will be our, I think, our 15th year, isn't it?
Something like the 14th.
14th.
How long do you stay? It's that time already?
It's that time, but we did not pack up the house and the dog and the whole thing. No, because our schedules have changed, and I'm working with Gurjohn's, and there's a lot that is altered, and I can't be on the road for a whole month of September. So,
right, no, and that's something that people just something has happened. And it hasn't happened, it's happened in the outer universe, but it hasn't happened in the inner universe of actually of these businesses, the art business, etc. The things do keep ticking along, and there are still works coming to market, and they are still being sold, and you just sort of never, you don't hear about it unless it's exceptional, and I don't necessarily mean good, but...
Right.
But meanwhile, the system, people live, people die, things come to market, things that have not been available for ages suddenly appear, and, you know, tick tock, tick tock.
It's kind of like the ruby slippers that just reappeared last week.
Right, kind of like the ruby slippers. And it must be pretty alming to know that there are a bunch of people who don't even know from the ruby slippers. As we used to say.
Yeah.
In the, like, what, the ruby slipper?
The good thing is that there are a pair that are in the Smithsonian, so people that do have an opportunity to go to Washington, D.C. and check out the popular culture section that the ruby slippers are there. This particular pair, they were at the Judy Garland Museum and were stolen several years ago. And
13,
just recovered
13 years.
13 years ago. And we're just recovered. And Greg was pointing out just before we were talking, just before we came on the air, Greg, tell him about the mismatch of the shoes.
You talk about provenance and verifying that something is authentic. This is an amazing turn of events. When they were, no one really noticed until they sent the shoes to the Smithsonian to be authenticated.
And analyzed.
The pair that was in, that's currently in the collection, it is totally mismatched. And as it turns out, the mismatched pair that was that they recovered. Matches the mismatched pair in the Smithsonian. The shoes in the Smithsonian, there was a slight difference that was not really noticeable until you had the other one.
Shoes, yeah.
And so now they have authenticated them, and the same mismatch in each pair of shoes. However, they are not going to match the pairs back up. They're going to leave them exactly as they are.
Right.
And the insurance company that owns the pair that was recovered, because they paid out $1 million to the owner of the shoes after they were stolen.
When were they stolen?
I beg your pardon. What was that?
I said, when were they stolen?
13 years ago.
Oh, 13 years ago. 13 from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Michigan. They were just on display there for a very short period of time, and
it was part of an exhibit, and they didn't have any security.
Yeah, they had none. They said, "Oh, they'll be fine. They'll be fine." And so they were on display by the owner. And they ended up being stolen. And of course, There was a very large reward put out, and they weren't able to solve it until last year. They got caught wind that somebody was trying to either make amends or they wanted to extort.
Or a profit.
Right.
Make a profit. I think they're
but they still
it.
Haven't been able to find who the person was that stole them. But they really can't. I also read that they can't really do anything to him or her because of the statute of limitations has long since expired. So, but they're still trying to find out who did it. And in any case,
ongoing investigation.
Yeah.
So those turned up. And then also at auction, and this just happened, I think about a month ago, Elvis and Priscilla Presley's mobile home, actually, that they had that was on their ranch.
Trailer.
Or their, well, was their, it's a mobile home. It's a Delta mobile home. It was, it's heading back to.
Okay. It's a manufactured home.
It's heading back to Mississippi. The new owner actually purchased the mobile home, and it was on Elvis's Circle G Ranch, and the manufactured home sold for $67,650, and the winning bidder, Max Wiggins of Kemah, Texas, states that he plans to repatriate the mobile home where fans can enjoy it. So what he wants to do is renovate it, but you know, just spruce it up a little bit. It still has the gold sink and the gold tub that Elvis put in for his enjoyment, I guess. And he's going to rent it out to fans. So it'll be kind of like a Airbnb for Elvis fans.
there's a lot of that.
Oh, have either of you ever been to Graceland? Have either of you ever been there?
Marshall, have you been to Graceland?
No, I haven't, and I have no desire.
That's a no, and that's
really.
Now wait 1 second. I just want to skip back to something. He hasn't been. I haven't been. But what I want to skip back to is, speaking of Airbnb, you probably would not be astonished at the number of Elvis memorabilia bedrooms you can get if that is your preference.
Right.
And I only found this out through a kid who was trying to find a place for his daughter.
You mean, air quotes, a friend of yours? Come on, Joe. We know you better than that.
What do you mean?
It's a
friend's son, who's in the middle of a custody battle with a young.
I will say, if you've never been, it's quite an experience, and I do recommend it. It's a lot of fun, and the amount of hysteria around Elvis, even after all these years, the fans just go crazy. And that's really kind of the fun, is when you go there and you see everything that happens. And it's actually very interesting, but there are, you know, Elvis is one of those icons like Marilyn that is just going to continue.
And forever.
Yeah, yeah. And it never ceases to amaze me that they find different and new collector items from his estate that come up. And when they do, they always perform very well. So, but I do recommend, if you're going to take a road trip, it's really worth taking the road trip to Graceland.
Well, yeah, so you could go to Graceland, or you can probably go and stay at this.
any one of numerous in the where is the mobile home going to be again?
It's going to be
on the grounds at Graceland, I guess.
No, it's going to be outside. It's in somewhere in Mississippi, I think he's going to put that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'll be in that area because. So that it's going to be near where the Circle G Ranch, I think, was. So they're going to put the money into it, do that, and they'll have a number of people that'll say, "Oh, I got to sleep in Elvis's mobile home, his manufactured house." But he used that on his ranch, and while he was doing the film Clambake, he had two or three, I think it was 3 or 4 weeks off, and that's where he stayed because he just enjoyed being at the ranch there. And he he had his, what was called the Memphis Mafia, the people that just surrounded him. He had other mobile homes put on the ranch around the lake, and Elvis and Priscilla had theirs. And they actually, that's where they spent time after their honeymoon, was there at the ranch and in this mobile home. And, you know, it was just one of the places that he enjoyed to relax. So interesting, interesting background in history.
Right. That's called provenance. I think it's just, I have to tell you, I'm sort of stuck on the mismatch of the shoes, of the ruby slippers, simply because.
I think it's one of the greatest things.
Exactly, because it's one of those, you know, the part of my mind that wants order would say, hey.
Wait a minute, put them right, make it right.
Make it right. things
but
come along in the evolution.
And I also understand it. If you've ever done any kind of musical theater or any kind of shows where there's a lot of costumes and props extra things and things backstage, you know, what you have to remember that for every movie, there's four pairs of shoes, five
at least.
Or more, at least for one thing. Five or seven different outfits, 10 different that are the same. They are all the same, just so that they can be used in all the different scenes and they don't have to worry about cleaning them every single day.
Well, one of the reasons that they discovered that they're hypothesizing, I guess that's the word, that the mismatch happened in 1970 when MGM was getting ready to put up a sale of a lot of the costumes and props from from a number of movies, and there were multiple pairs of the ruby slippers, and apparently the mismatch happened at that point in time, and the gentleman who purchased a pair of them paid $2,000 for them in 1970, and along with the gingham dress and some other props and costumes. And at that time, I mean, they were, I guess you really had to look very closely to see the dissimilarities. So,
sure.
So for all of these years, since 1970, the ruby slippers that we're looking at in the Smithsonian are not a matched pair. One is a little larger than they're two different sizes. And that's how they discovered that this pair that was stolen is the matching mismatched pair, which I find fascinating.
Well, what we have to do right now is click our heels three times and say, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like staying on time. You've got to get this train out of the station, guys.
I should have been a conductor. They make more money, too.
Have a great trip.
Thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Be safe, guys.
Take care, guys. Right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This.